know, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heaven and earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the number of the month with Allah is 12 months. Since He created the heaven and earth, He made the whole year to be a 12 month. 12 months, we're talking about the lunar calendar, the Islamic calendar. 12 months. Hi. Out of this 12 month, there are four sacred months. What is the sacred month is? Sacred month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it 4 months as a sacred month. The month of Zulqi'dah, the month of Dhul-Hijjah, the month of Al-Muharram. These 3 months came after one after one. Zulqi'dah and Dhul-Hijjah and the month of Al-Muharram, and we have a separate month, the month of Rajab, which is this month now. He make it a sacred month. Month of Rajab, which is between Jumadi 2nd and Sha'ban. A month of Rajab. Allah also choose the month of Rajab to be a sacred month. So what is a sacred month is? What is a sacred month? Allah said in the same ayah, the ayah number 36 in Surah At-Tawbah, ذلك الدين, this is الدين القيم, this is a value, a valuable relation, true relation. Then Allah told us, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not wrong yourself. In this month, as the Prophet Muhammad وسلم said, whoever commit any sins in this month, the 4 months, the sacred month, he will be multiplied. During the whole year, if anyone commits sins, Sheikh Muhammad, it's equal to one single sin, except in these 4 months. Whoever wrong himself or transgressed himself, then Allah will multiply the sins in this month. And Allah in the other side also multiply the great reward. If you perform any good deeds, it will be multiplied too, as well as the sins will be multiplied. The Sheikh Mustafa, anybody commit sins in this month, Allah multiply it, because it is a valuable month. It is a sacred month. Allah reward, multiply anyone who perform good deeds, and also multiply anyone who commits sins.
Multiply by what?
Multiply to a number Allah He knows about. I know you're sharp. You need to specify it. Excellent. MashaAllah. Hi. So do not. That means lying is haram. Zina is haram. Drinking is haram. Backbiting. Anybody make backbiting. Anybody shout. Anybody lie. Anybody curse. It will be multiplied the sins. How? I don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one. He made this law. Not me. I. And I like to stop in this ayah to go through that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created the heaven and earth. Since Allah, He created the heaven and earth, Allah make it how He created the heaven and earth. I like to stay. As all of us, we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in surah, in different surah, Surah Qaf and others, خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah, He created the heaven and earth, then Allah directed Himself over His arsh. How is it? As all of us we know, Allah started first to create the earth in 2 days. And somebody can ask, Sheikh Mustafa, look at me and ask, why in 2 days? I don't know. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah created the earth in 2 days first. وَكَانَ عَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ. And Allah made His throne, the arsh, above the water. The ulama from the Prophet ﷺ understand that the first creation Allah created the water. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. And Allah made from the water, everything is living. So first Allah, his arsh was above the water. That means he created the water first. And there is no any heaven at all. It was like a dukhan, smoking. No heaven at all, no star, no stars, no sun, no moon, nothing at all. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he raised himself up and he created the heavens in 2 days. The seven heavens Allah created in 2 days. Then everything, all the creation between the heaven and earth, Allah created. وَقَدَّرَ فِيهَا الْأَقْوَاتِ. Allah sustained for everything living. Allah, he made everything. The trees, the moon, the sun, everything human, everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created in between in another 2 days. So totally 2 days for the earth, 2 days for the heaven. Then after that, Allah, he created everything, all the creations, everything, jinn, ins, everything, angels. Allah created in another 2 days. Then in a day number 7, Allah rose over, directed himself upon his arsh. How is his condition? Did he sit down? Did he stand up? Did he lay down? We don't know. That's him subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الإمام مالك رحمه الله الاستواء معلوم. To direct himself above his arsh, his throne, is known for all of us because he said that in the Quran. والسؤال عنه and الكيفية how بدعة. We don't know. No one gonna sit down. Allah, he sit down. Who told you Allah, he sit down? We don't know about his condition of Allah. He knows about us, but we don't know anything about him. So nobody actually gonna go according to his philosophy or imaginations to say Allah, he sit over his kursi. Who told you he sit down over kursi? He knows about himself. Even all the prophet and messenger has no idea about the condition of Allah, how he rose over, how he directed himself. We don't know. Did he sit down and then he lay down and he stand up? You cannot say anything like this because this will be bid'ah wa li'auzu billah. وَالسُّؤَالُ عَنْهُ بِدْعَةٌ. To ask about it, anybody ask about it, the condition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be bid'ah extra over the religion. We just took it as he said. خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. He created the heaven and earth in 6 days. Then he directed himself over his arsh in day number 7. Yahud, they fail in this test. They said exactly, Allah, he created the heaven and earth in 6 days. They agreed with you. But he get tired in the day number 7. Then he sleep. Allah described that. قَالَ وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبِ. And nothing affect us of any fatigues or any tiredness or anything. But somebody gonna ask him. That's why the Yahud in Saturday, they say he created the heaven and earth, and day action 6 days, and day number 7, which is Saturday for them, Allah is sleeping. They do everything because he's sleeping. You find them, they close. If you got to go to Brooklyn, you find all the shop, all the store, all the factory, nothing at all. They don't cook. They don't cook. They don't do anything in the day of number 7, which is Saturday, because Allah is sleeping. I have no idea if Allah is sleeping, how the whole universe will be run. Allah says in the Quran, لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Allah says in the Quran, nothing will affect Allah of sinah. You know what the sinah is, Sheikh Lutfullah? You know what sinah is? لا تأخذه سنة. You know when you read, exactly, you open a book, or you're driving and suddenly you find yourself actually gonna go like a second or less than a second, that your brain completely sleep, that nothing affect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah anything will actually cause sinner a second of sleeping, the heaven and earth, everything will be collapsing and everybody will die. Listen, before you blink in your eyes, and he never sleep, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Christian also feel that the God is sleeping too. I have no idea who run the whole universe. How many millions of people come every day, deliver baby? How many? Who bring them? If he's sleeping. How many millions of people every day die? Who take their soul, subhanahu wa ta'ala? They fake. They claim that Allah do that, but astaghfirullah al-azim. Then after that, so he, when he is or knows over, he knows. فَيَعْلَمُ دَبِيبَ النَّمْلَةِ السَّوْدَاءِ فِي لَيْلَةٍ ظَلْمَاءِ تَحْتَ الصَّخْرَةِ السَّوْدَاءِ يَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا. In the very dark night, very dark night, under a black rock, if there any small ant or less than an ant, Allah hear the heart of this ant, and Allah knows where the ant is going. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows nothing will be hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the Muslim group, they fell in this test. They said, Allah created us, but he doesn't know anything about us. He will charge us in the David. I have no idea. This is jahiliyyah. He knows everything. Even يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيْنُ وَمَا تَخْفِ الصُّدُورِ. Allah, he knows the betrayal eyes. Where is your eyes looking for? And what's hidden in your heart? Which your wife and your children around you have no idea what you're thinking. But Allah, he knows what you're thinking and what's hidden in your heart, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said exactly, and he blessed on the firmly set mountains over its surfaces, and he blessed it and determined Therian. It is create creatures, sustain it in the 4 days. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers, when Allah created the earth, what did he do? He created the mountain. What is the purpose of the mountain? What is the purpose of the mountain? Do you have idea the top of the mountain? There is equal to the top of the mountain inside the earth to hold the earth. Allah, you make the earth to be balanced. He create this mountain in order to make it strong and fix it. And fix it. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. By the mountain over the surface of the earth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sustain everything. Wallahi, I saw while I love to watch Brother Kiba, I like to watch the Discovery Channel. I found a blind snake. Blind snake came out from the hole in the mountain. Why he came out with the another rat, looks like a rat, Sheikh Nassar, a rat, came with the food and put it in the front, exactly on the front of the hole. So the blind snake came out, he found his food, he took it and he went inside. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustained everything. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then after that, we ask a question. Why Allah takes 6 days? All of us, Sheikh Mustafa, we know that Allah could create anything by a letter, a most simple word, kun, be, and it was. Why 6? Is to teach us, that everything should be to tell us, don't ever rush. Take your time to create the man in the factory. Take days or month or year to create the car, to create anything. Allah is able to say be and it was, it will be. But Allah teach us that everything you created, take your time, because this is actually to stand firm for the truth. To stand firm for your truth. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said here to clear another ayah, في ستة أيام, in 6 days. If this is our calendar, la. The day of Allah is totally different than our days. Sheikh Muhammad, is not our days. اليوم عند ربك بألف عام مما تعدون. The day in the sight of Allah, it's equal to 1,000 days of your calendar. So the day of Allah is totally different than our days. So when he said Allah created the heaven and earth and between in 6 days, that's not our calendar. That is the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the days of Allah, as the Quran said also, بألف عام 1,000 in 1,000. وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ بِأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. Surah Al-Hajj. Allah said exactly, day in your Lord, with your Lord, is equal to 1,000 years. That's why when Allah created Adam in 40 days, Allah created Adam. He told him, used to be Adam, alayhi salam, like a clay, like the image of a statue. And he left him for 40 days. Not 40 days according to our calendar, according to the year of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 40 days, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the days in Allah, we discover, we are learning from this, days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala equal to 1,000 years every single day. 1,000 days of what we calculate in our life, inshaAllah ta'ala. Time is over, and we're going to continue actually to go with this ayat, inshaAllah ta'ala, because we need to speak about Fadlu Shahr Rajab, Shaykh Nassar. Is there any special Fadl, or Allah favored us with month to do something in the month of Rajab? We will see that, inshaAllah ta'ala, in detail in the next class, bi'iznillah ta'ala. I'm not going to be able to wait to be tomorrow, but inshallah will be next month, inshallah I may come next Monday, inshallah, to continue this, inshallah ta'ala, because I have to give you another day in Monday instead tomorrow. Inshallah. I have something to do with, inshallah. May Allah bless us.
Allahumma.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us to reach the month of Ramadan.
Ameen.
And to forgive all our sins.
Ameen.
Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all the Muslims everywhere, ya Rabbil Alameen. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to provide us with health.
Ameen.
And to help us and to die in the state of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Ma taqabbal minna wa aqbal minna wa ja'alna sabab al-mitada wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah wa jazakumullah khair for listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.